The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And it is Tuesday. It's a good to kick off 2021 with our Tuesday with Timmons on our guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I'm really not excited about 2021 thus far. It hasn't been a great year, but there's time. There's still time.
Well, happy New Year to you. First off, let's start with Georgia. Of course, Georgians, the polls opened, and Georgians going to the polls. It's very important that we maintain these two U.S. Senate seats, right?
It is critically important, and I'll take one. I'll split the baby, but I'd prefer two. That's for sure.
That's the yep. So if you're listening this morning and you live in Georgia, I need for you to go vote. I got a text here from Blake in Toccoa, Georgia, saying, "I'm going to vote now, Joey. You did for me one time. Can I get another shout out for all Georgia people listening? Go vote, vote, vote," he says. So Blake's right. You got to go vote if you're in Georgia. All right, let's talk a minute, Congressman. Lots going on in the nation's capital.
Let's back up real quick. I just want to impress upon your listeners in North Georgia exactly what's at stake. So, assuming Biden gets sworn in on the 20th, Pelosi is already the Speaker of the House. If Schumer becomes the Senate Majority Leader because it is 50-50 and the tie-breaking vote goes to the Vice President, they have said that they are going to look into packing the Supreme Court, which means they'll add a number of other justices to pack the court and remove the current majority conservative court, number one. Number two, they have said that they're going to be pushing through their entire wish list, whether it's the Green New Deal, whether it's eroding your Second Amendment freedoms, whether it is making D.C. a state. So they're talking about making D.C. a state, which would give D.C. two U.S. senators, which would essentially, for the rest of our lifetime, remove the chance of the Democrats not being in control of the United States Senate. So all of these things are at stake. It cannot be overstated how important it is. This is the firewall. And if we don't keep at least one, hopefully two seats in Georgia for the Senate, it's going to be a long road ahead.
It's going to be a world of hurt for sure. And look, Minority Leader Schumer, he said it. Win Georgia, change America. And that's what they're trying to do.
I think he should have said, "Win Georgia, end America," but that's a difference.
That's a true statement as well. All right, so you guys, you voted on your rules. Nancy Pelosi reelected Speaker, but she had to bring some of her Democrat colleagues back, who I think probably should have been in quarantine, right? I mean, how did that all unfold?
So the Democrats have the slimmest majority in decades in the House. And because of that, she knew that she had lost at least three or four members. They were going to vote present, which is not as bad as voting for McCarthy, but it is not good for her. And so she had to make sure that everyone was back. It didn't matter that they had COVID. So a member from Wisconsin, who, by the way, conveniently had not been in D.C. since March, because she's been voting by proxy since March, she tested positive for COVID on the 28th, and she conveniently was cleared by her doctors, quote unquote, to come back, but not sufficiently cleared that they didn't want to create a plexiglass cube in the chamber up in the gallery. So, just every time somebody is thinking about why their favorite business is open, or if they're a small business owner, luckily not in South Carolina, but across the country, that they're not allowed to open or they can't operate their business as normal because of COVID. Just remember that the Speaker of the House, those rules don't apply to her. She can get you to do whatever she needs you to maintain her gavel, to maintain the speakership. It really was reckless. It is completely hypocritical. And it is probably the best example I've seen outside of maybe, you know, Governor Newsom going to a big dinner after he banned indoor dining. I mean, this whole pandemic is crazy.
Or the speaker going to her salon for her her hair appointment.
that feels like that was 15 years ago. I don't even remember.
Doesn't
that.
It though? It does seem like it was forever ago. Well, I mean, what a year. All right. So let's talk about tomorrow, January the 6th, the Electoral College certification. It appears that the list of members of the U.S. House of Representatives is growing. On those of you who will be objecting, let's just take this from the very beginning. What does that mean? What does objecting mean in relationship to what's going to take place tomorrow?
Okay, so the election occurred in November, and every state has certified the results of their election and sent the electors for the Electoral College to Washington. So we tomorrow will open up a bunch of envelopes, and it'll say how the states are voting. You have to seat the electors. So Congress's last act prior to January 20th is for Congress to kind of review and kind of finalize the Electoral College. So, and this is what's really frustrating. I wrote a statement on this. It took me almost 20, 30 hours. So please, actually read it. Don't just read the caption. It's 1,400 words long. It was originally 2,200, but we cut it down. But there is precedent for this. Yeah, there's a lot of argument over whether this is appropriately legal, whether the Constitution allows it, whether federal statutes permit it, all this stuff. But there's precedent. And in the last 30, 40 years, six different times Democrats have challenged seating the electors for the Electoral College, meaning they said in 2005 in Ohio, there was voter suppression and Ohio's electors shouldn't be seated. And So, you know, in that instance, the majority whip, Congressman Clyburn, voted to not seat the electors for Ohio. John Lewis of Georgia voted not to seat the electors for Ohio. Speaker Pelosi, then she was just Congresswoman Pelosi, she said that it is a fundamental part of our democracy of Congress for this to be debated, for electors to be challenged. So that's the backstory. But long story short is a very large portion of the United States of America does not believe that the November 3rd election was conducted appropriately. You know, whether you think that there was outright, you know, voter fraud and irregularities, there's a portion that believe that. But the rules of the game were changed after kickoff. Democrats intentionally went around the country and used federal judges and state judges to alter state election laws. It happened in South Carolina. We were lucky enough to be awake and challenged it and got the Supreme Court to tell a federal judge that they were not allowed to change our election laws because that's not how the system works. But Many other states never got their day in court. It doesn't make it legal. It just means that they were not challenged in a timely manner. So this is really bad. It sets a terrible precedent, and we need to stand up and say this cannot happen again. And that's what's happening tomorrow.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. All right, so there's a lot of, and I'm getting text messages as we speak here about the process tomorrow and the role that Vice President Pence will play. Jenna Ellis yesterday suggesting that the Vice President could delay the certification of the Electoral College votes. Exactly what role does the Vice President play, and what are his options?
I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert. This is not going to change the outcome of the election. You know, it's just not. The Democrats control the House. They will vote together. No Democrat will vote not to seat. And the other thing is, I don't even think the Senate would vote. There's probably half the Republicans do not believe that this is an appropriate legal avenue to challenge the changes to the election laws. They believe that the judicial branch is the more appropriate avenue. So, yeah. I mean, you know, we can talk it to death, but at the end of the day, this is more about standing up and saying this wasn't right and we need to do something to make sure it never happens again. And the fact that we have millions of Americans that do not have faith in our election integrity is unacceptable. But the Speaker of the House and the Democrats in the House are going to vote to seat all of the electors, and they will then be set.
Yep. So that if in fact that's what plays out tomorrow, today's elections in Georgia are that much more crucial, as you mentioned a minute ago. All right, in our final minute or so here together, what's your prediction in Georgia today? Do we maintain those two seats?
I just can't fathom. I don't think there's been worse Senate candidates than John Ossoff, who, I mean, there's a lot of 23-year-olds that have stronger resumes than he does. And, you know, Raphael Warnock is just, I can't fathom that this is how this is going to go. So, I mean, Senator Perdue is incredible. I spent some time with him on Air Force Two a few weeks ago, and I was just blown away. Senator Leffler is just wonderful, and I'm thinking we're going to win by a point or two, but, man, I'd rather be optimistic. Important day, important day.
It is for sure. I mean, to me, there's a clear choice. I mean, you know, I can't imagine how anyone in Georgia would even consider not sending David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back. But, hey, odder things have happened. But we just have to show up and vote today and pray for the right outcome. Congressman Timmons, good to kick the new year off with you. Be safe in the nation's capital, and we'll talk again next week.
And Joe, we can also pray that we have sufficient poll watchers and lawyers to make sure that the election is conducted in the appropriate manner. So that's one other thing we can pray for.
That's absolutely. Congressman, good to talk with you. Be safe. Talk to you next week.